Blog Talk Radio.
Show and all that stuff.
Yeah, how's it going? Okay.
Pretty good.
Is it working?
Yeah. Oh yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Dad, I'm in the middle of something. I've got to call you back. Brother, where? Hey, not much, just doing some stuff. I see. Yeah, it's just something I gotta do right now. I'm gonna call y'all back when I get home. All right. Hey, what's up, everyone? I don't know if the music is playing or not. I know it's not on pause or anything like that, but yeah, I'm here at the Miramar Theater for Ice Pro Wrestling. Hopefully, I can try to get some interviews. All right, see ya. Yeah, I was just talking to DJ Bob for a little bit. Just checking out the show. I know it's going to start like about less than 15 minutes. Not start, but they're just going to start letting people in less than 15 minutes. So what I'm doing is just trying to get interviews with some people and, you know, seeing how the show is all about and what's going on and all that good stuff. Yeah, it's been about, let's see, I said probably two years since I've been to a wrestling show. So, yeah, it's been that long. So, y'all just gonna have to pardon me here. I'm just trying to still work out the kinks and stuff with this. I never did it from phone to phone and awareness and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with this. How are you gonna try to operate on a board that doesn't, you know, even work? So like I said, be some pauses on here, so I'll just bear with me. No, that's not what I wanted. Like I said, because I know I did this one before, and I'm just trying to figure it out. Just do it like, just hold on. Okay. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2 checking. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Okay, so just still waiting and see what's going on. They got a lot of people here and other good stuff. Speaking of which, just walked past the owner of Rice Pro Wrestling. And I just talked to him for a little bit and just, yeah, you know. But as for, you know, like the matches, the only thing I know is about one match, that would be Ken Kato going against Ziggler and Coffin for the world title. So that's what's going on with that. Let's see if I can get some interviews right now. So let's see if we can get some here. So
what's the close of
you're live.
On the show.
I'm live on the show.
Oh. Yeah, you're live. Somebody was trying to call you over. It's like,
oh, I did not know that. I was just going through some fun times.
Fun times, huh?
Yeah. We were doing a little chit chat with my partner here, Mr. Nell Dillinger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I finally got to meet you, let's just say that.
I thought I stayed hiding. That's how I mean it.
It seems like that. So I haven't seen it the first show or anything like that. So what did y'all do on the first show?
Dominated. Destroyed, dominated, disposed of the tag team division. I mean, what else do we do?
Okay.
This is the Outcast movie. COMM. Tom for short.
Oh, okay. So, like, since I know y'all been getting out there as of late, and especially you, so since the last time I talked to you, what's been going on?
We've been basically destroying Milwaukee. You give us a place. Me being from Toronto and him being from Chicago, we don't like Milwaukee.
Wait, why you got this on Milwaukee? Come on now.
I mean, what do you guys have? The Admirals? They're not even a professional team. You have the Milwaukee Bucks, they're leaving. I mean, come on, the Green Bay Packers are in Green Bay.
Now you just heard that. There it is, somebody called you.
Thank you.
On live radio.
On live radio,
you hang on.
Yeah.
Radio. Yep, on live radio.
And if you have anything to say about it, you can find me at Tyler Reed 2L on Twitter. Easy as that.
But then again, you're also on Facebook.
Good luck. Or on Facebook. I mean, if you're trying to find Tyler Reed or Nell Dellinger, we're not too hard to find.
Oh!
This is Ice Pro Wrestling, the best place to destroy a bunch of tag teams. That's what me and Nell call it, the best place to destroy tag teams.
So what tag teams are y'all, like, any concerns on any of the tag teams that's out there, or
no?
What's up with that?
The last show, we destroyed tag teams. And, yeah, I keep saying that because I'm putting an emphasis on that. And we were hired by Sigmund Cochran to help him win the World Heavyweight title.
Oh.
And if you didn't know, he's the main event of your show. He is the World Heavyweight Champion. And, yeah, I say world on that because that's Sigmund Cochran III.
All right, so surprised he's not around here. He's probably not here yet. So.
Oh, no, he's near.
He's just somewhere.
It was a one-time thing. It was a bounty put on someone's head, and we delivered.
Ah. So I tell you, y'all roughing and toughing it tonight. So who's your opponent for tonight?
We don't care. We're not even booked for this stuff, but we're going to let our presence be felt.
Okay, any hints or secrets or ideas or anything like that?
Just sit down and enjoy the show.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
This is the Outcast movie. movement starts now.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. But probably a couple more questions. So, like, any upcoming show that either of you are going to be at that people need to know?
More questions?
Yeah.
We don't even like wrestling shows. We're just here because some guy pays us.
That's just the thing. Just some guy just paid you.
Some guy paid us. I mean, I can plug that I may or may not be at ICW next week, Sunday. We may or may not plug that we're going to be at Mondo Lucha at Mexican Fiesta. We may or may not plug that we might just be anywhere that somebody needs to get beat up.
Okay, that seems like hint, take it how you want it. So just go with that, ladies and gentlemen. So I know I see that there's going to be tag team title hunts in the future.
Hunt?
You're hunting for the tag team. And so whenever they...
Something that's already given you. We'll just take it.
Just take it, huh?
Just take it.
Oh, okay. Because I know they're probably going to plan on something, putting like a tag team title in the near future. So I can understand that. So I know that's probably one of the things y'all going for.
No. If it comes, it comes. If not, whatever. We'll still beat up somebody.
That's a good way to say it. Okay. Thank you guys for being on here.
We just shook his hand, radio audience.
Yeah, if y'all didn't hear that. So, Friday's just going to move on from here before it seems like they're going to try to jump me or something like that. So, I was just going to move around and stuff like that. So, before trying to move around and try to, find another somebody else to interview and stuff like that, we're going to take a little break and probably going to talk about a little bit about Money in the Bank. And also, we're going to talk about... What else is going on in here? So we'll be right back.
Come on. Hey, are we done?
She's watching the taxi driver pull away. Locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, you're still coming just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat watching his cape. She changed, watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name. Love who was playing and she smiled. She smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up. Yeah, I'm just talking to angels.
Welcome back. And like I said, I'm going to talk about a little bit of Money in the Bank before I can try to get some interviews with some people before, you know, time is up. And I know they're about to start letting people in within maybe within the next few minutes or so. So, Money in the Bank going on. Me and John from Wrestling Talk, we did a video earlier this morning just to pass out our predictions and who we think is going to win and things like that. So you get a chance, check that out. Look for it on YouTube. It's posted on the Facebook group as well. I'm sorry, I'm just getting my words tongue-tied and stuff like that. So like I said, I don't know what's going to be going on with the show today. Just know about the championship match that's going to happen. That's all I know. That's what's going on. Let's see. And they say they're expecting a big crowd like they did the last show. They did. The last show was April 26th. It was right here in this building for people that wants to still, you know, there's still time to come see the show. 2844 North Oakland Avenue. Like I said, gates will be opening in a few minutes. So what I'm going to do a review on what I was saying about Money in the Bank, my picks, predictions, and all that stuff. We have the Money in the Bank ladder match. From what I said, I'm trying to see if I can remember. I said and think that Kofi Kingston is going to win it. Also, you got the Divas Championship match with Paige and Nikki Bella. Rumors are flowing around that the Bellas may be leaving after tonight. So what's going to happen is, if that's the case, then most likely you know they're going to drop it to Paige. That's if that's the case. But right now we do not know. So I'm going with Paige to win it anyway. That was going to be my pick anyway. What else? Hey, we got TC over here. So how you doing?
All right, dude. I'm all right.
You in any matches or anything like that tonight?
Yeah. This was
Well, were you in the last show that they have here?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, who you wrestling?
I wrestled Pirate Genesis Blockbuster.
Okay, I figured you probably won that match.
No, I actually lost.
So, probably tonight, you're probably going to get some redemption, I take it.
I'm going to do what I do, you know, go in there and beat up people. The outcome is outcome.
No, you just, I know you got something to say. Go ahead and say something.
I got nothing to say, but come on down and check the show off tonight. Are you ready?
But so, I know you was in the battle royal and stuff like that. So I know in the near future, maybe a title probably gonna be in your hands. So, are you think you're gonna be chasing the title pretty soon?
Hopefully that's the goal. That's the goal for every company. As you know, I've been champion pretty much everywhere I've been. So. What makes high school wrestling any different? That's why I'm here. I'm here to get paid, get to beat people up, and take gold. That's what I'm here for.
And we will be watching for that. And, sir, thank you for taking the time for me to interview you. And have a good luck.
All right, thank you.
No problem. I know we was talking about Money in the Bank and, like, the other matches that was going on. Of course, you got the championship match with Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. If you're like ready for something that's gonna happen, like the last match they had last month. Well, I was saying that last month, but like a couple of weeks ago, you're gonna be in for a treat. So hopefully that'll be a good one. So check that out. And I know there was I'm sorry, because you know sometimes my mind just fries up and stuff like that. And okay, And I think they're starting to let people in. So, And I'm just not trying to get anybody's way or anything like that. But, trying to think what else is going on. The tag team titles. Of course, the tag team titles are going to be on the line. You have New Day versus the Prime Time Players. And I did predict that the Prime Time Players may win this match. yeah, some fans are starting to come in and long time no see. Yeah, okay. But as the fans just start coming in and probably what I'm doing, I'm probably gonna wrap this up. I know I got 6 minutes, so I'm gonna try to hurry up and do it as fast as I can. I'm trying to think because I said like I predicted the Prime Time Players was gonna win it, and like I said, there's people starting to come in, and I'm trying to think there's other messages. I know those are seven. I only mentioned like three. Oh, there! Don't forget about the John Cena and Kevin Owens match. Just my opinion. I don't think Lightning don't struck twice for Kevin Owens, so most likely I think Cena's going to win this match to make it even. And of course, they're going to fuel up more, and they might maybe continue that battleground. So we will see. Let's see. That's four. Y'all keep up with me. I'm just trying to think in the back of my head, matches and stuff. Like I said, I apologize. Oh, yeah, the Intercontinental Championship. You got Ryback and the Big Show. So you saw, like, a couple of weeks ago, Ryback did shell shock Big Show. Probably one of the biggest moments they had on Raw. And as a lot of people starting to come through and build through, I said Ryback was going to retain the title. So I think he's not going to lose it anytime soon, and he just won that a couple of weeks ago. So that's just my opinion on that one. Let's see. Oh, no, that's five. I know there's some more. The kickoff. For R-Truth and King Barrett. We did mention that King Barrett has been on a losing streak and, you know, hasn't been winning or anything like that. So most likely I'm thinking that King Barrett is going to win this match. And I know it had to be like a good moment for our crew. So it should be an interesting match. So if you get a chance, just pay attention to that match. And I know I'm missing one more. If I forgot about it, I apologize. So I'm going to wrap this up and try to get photos and enjoy the show. So. And plus, I know I got a little video that I got to do to show you some of the highlights of what's going on at tonight's show. And when I get information, I'll let y'all know about the next show and give y'all information on that. Let's see. What else? I know there were a total of like six wrestling shows that happened within this weekend. So hopefully you guys in the Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois area got the chance to check those shows out. So hopefully y'all did get a chance to do that. And that's probably will do it from here. So tomorrow we will have – oh, sorry. So tomorrow it will be WFSO Aftermath, possibly, but the thing is it may be later because of due to working. So the show will be going on later on, like about maybe 11 or 11:30. So I'm going to try to set something up with that. Let's see, and plus, I know there's another clapback episode, so just bear with me. I'm just trying to remember who it was. So another clapback show will be on this Thursday. So I hope y'all did enjoy the special edition of the Archer Jones Show, kind of like a pre-show type of thing going on. So whoever listened, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to check our website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.org. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Also, look at our videos on YouTube. And also, you can follow me if you want to follow me individually. I'm on Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, and all that good stuff. Hopefully y'all get a chance to check that out. But until then, y'all have a good evening, and hopefully y'all enjoy, if y'all are watching the Money in the Bank, enjoy Money in the Bank. If you're here where I'm at for Ice Pro Wrestling, hopefully you still come down, enjoy the show. If you're in the Milwaukee area, 2044 Oakland Avenue here in Milwaukee. So hopefully y'all come down and check it out. And the show's going to start in the next half hour. So until then, you guys have a good night, and hopefully y'all listen to the show, WFSO Aftermath, tomorrow. We'll give you a Pacific time, at least tomorrow morning. Until then, have a good night.